Tell me about Patti's Day concert. First time you were in Patti's Day concert, what kinds of things you...
The first time I was in one was when I lived in Placentia. We used to have them over there. And so I got used to being in the concerts over there and wasn't a bit shy or anything until I came home. And then started to get into Patti's Day concerts here, which was so different because what we did over there and what we did home was no comparison whatsoever. Because what they would do is they'd all come and meet, get a skit, go home, everybody practiced drunk, came back and had the concert. But here, when we started in 91, we just went and met and everybody got their skits and everybody went every night. Some nights you were there till 2 o'clock in the morning, trying to get everything together and what have you. And then we probably kept that up for about a month, could be 6 weeks, before we'd have the concert.
So kind of like what Searle says, they used to have one concert for the public and 17 concerts for themselves.
Yeah. We had a concert every night when we started. And back then it was so much different from what it is now. There was no rush. Even though the people that were in the concerts were working and everybody had small children and everything like that. And as a matter of fact, we had women in the concert pregnant and had small ones home. But there was nobody in a rush. You came and you stayed and you just, okay, so I don't do mine till 11 o'clock, so that's fine. So now, I mean, you're rushing in. Come on now, boss, let's get this on the go. And then somebody got somewhere to be at and the next day and all this sort of thing. So,
So what kinds of things did you do in the concert?
Anything. Pretty much anything that had to be, like nobody else would never think of doing, like taking out your teeth on stage and letting everybody see you.
I remember you did one about the apples one year.
Myself and Hannah did that one, Hannah Emberley. Another year we did the one about the eggs, or Buddy was buying the eggs, and he came to the old lady's door to sell her the eggs. So anyway, when he gets so many counted out, just 1, 2, 3. What number now do you think so-and-so lives at? And she'd probably say, I think he's at number 16. Okay, 16, 17, 18, 19. And he kept on doing that. And in the end, she won 3 dozen eggs, but she had about a dozen and a half.
Yeah.
Because he was after fooling her. So.
Yeah. Do you remember you were telling me about a recitation that you did in the concert once?
I did it, my mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we had so much fun.
Do you know what, man?
Who set me on the ice cold pot and made me pee when I could not, my mother, that one. Anyway, we had so much fun doing it and so much laughing. Well, we nearly used to crack up every night. Well, there was nights I'd go on stage and couldn't do it because the rest of them would be doing that much laughing because I had this costume, I had no teeth in, and I had a red dress on. And that night when I came out and did the recitation on the stage, not a chuckle. Not one chuckle from the audience. And we couldn't figure it out. My God, they said, what's wrong with them? Yeah. You know, I mean, you got no sense of humor at all, didn't you?
Yeah.
We found out afterwards it wasn't because they didn't find it funny. It was because they were listening to see what it was that I had to say.
So you're in cancers as little, like as a child too, right? When you were a youngster in school?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. But no, in them times, the teachers had certain people who they would give the big parts to. Mm-hmm. And maybe because I wasn't the smartest student was in the class or something, but I never did get a big part.
Did you do little recitations or?
Oh yes, I always did little recitations.
Yeah.
And the dances. If there was a dance, we would take part in the dance.
And sing.
Her Tom always did. This is about one that he was in. He had 2 lines to learn. 6 weeks it took him to learn the 2 lines. The next stop is Bemmy. Bemmy is the next station. And the train was coming in. And that was his part in it, to hold up this sign and say, the next stop is Bemmy. Bemmy is the next station. And he said it took him 6 weeks to learn half that much. And because the teacher always used to say to him, you're not saying it right. He didn't know why he wasn't saying it right. Yeah. But.
Well, there's no trains here, so
that's right.
It didn't make much sense. That's right. To
it's funny how he ended up with CP Rail after.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time dealing with trains
after that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have said many.
You shouldn't, have said it at all.
And you used to dance in the concert, like step dance?
Oh, we used to. Not Levis was usually the dancer in the concert, so I never did. Well, except if we were with a group, then we danced. Then we did the square dance a couple of years, or 4 or 5 years. We did square dance in concerts. And we weren't the dancers. And we still have a good time doing the concerts and getting ready and everything. But now, like, there's not the same humor, is it, that it used to be. It's good, it's great, but it's not Patty's Day.